The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt.
It's the Channel 7 10 o'clock news. News for people who've given up.
Good evening. And now, Jane with the weather. Jane?
Thanks, Tom. The Arctic just had its second hottest April on record. The sea ice is shrinking, and no one will do a damn thing about it.
So, if I understand correctly, a piece of the planet is literally falling apart.
Correct.
And if this is the second hottest April in history for the Arctic, when was the hottest April in history?
Last year.
So, if people want the U.S. government to take action on global climate change, what should they do?
If people want Congress and the President to take action on global climate change, what they should do is grow the fuck up.
Thanks, Jane. In other news, a musician you like has died. He was 52 and should have lived a lot longer, but didn't. Andrew has that story.
That's right. Ronnie Ronson of Ronnie and the Ron Boys died Thursday after fighting the kind of rare, slow cancer that Mitch McConnell will never get.
Thanks, Andrew. Over to John for sports.
The Yankees are currently leading the American League East because the team spent more money than God on their players, and everyone goes around acting like that's okay.
And how's your team doing, John?
Well, I'm a Pirates fan, so fuck me, right?
Fuck you indeed. Well, that's it for Channel 7's 10 o'clock news. News for people who have given up.
All right, welcome back. So for the feature piece this week, we're going to Thunderbolt Roy Cohn. For Mr. Cohn is about to receive the dishonor of being the next nomination for the official Thunderbolt Most Evil Persons in History Award.
Oh.
Yes, nomination number 5. We'll be going to that infamous fascist guru, Roy Cohn. That's spelled C-O-H-N. If you are a political junkie, you have possibly heard of Roy Cohn. But if you're not, then possibly you haven't heard of him. Roy Cohn is similar to Edward Bernays in several ways. And one of those ways is that both men represent a couple of the biggest movers and shakers in human history that hardly anyone has ever heard of. Roy Cohn was both closely connected with a large number of notable gangsters, whilst also being the man most responsible for both the existence of and the trajectories of the careers of such men as Joseph B. McCarthy, Ronald Reagan, Roger Stone, and yes, Donald J. Trump. Roger Stone had gotten his start as a Nixon dirty trickster, and it was Stone who later introduced Cohn to Reagan, whereupon Cohn later introduced Reagan to Rupert Murdoch, and was thus responsible for that infamous collaboration as well. There is evidence that Murdoch later became involved in a privately funded propaganda project to help sell Reagan's murderous Central American policies, and that this PR operation was largely overseen by senior CIA propaganda specialist Walter Raymond Jr. and CIA director William Casey. Cohn had come to J. Edgar Hoover's and Joseph McCarthy's attention after Cohn's prominent role in the 1951 espionage trials of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. Shortly after this was when both Cohn and Ronald Reagan got their starts in politics by participating in Joseph McCarthy's infamous anti-communist purges of the 1950s, with Cohn acting as McCarthy's chief counsel, and with Reagan acting as a witness against alleged communists in Hollywood. In addition to Rupert Murdoch and Donald Trump, Mr. Cohn's clients also included such widely diverse interests as the Catholic Church, New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner, a large number of New York nightclub owners, including Studio 54 owners Steve Rubell and Ian Schrager, and of course, a large number of mob bosses, including Tony Salerno, Carmine Galante, and John Gotti. Cohn's clients even included Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz, the infamous Zionist and close associate of Jeffrey Epstein. Quite the resume, eh? And Roy Cohn was also a closeted gay and a Jew who persecuted other gays and Jews, both for being gay and for being Jews. And according to Clancy Segal, quote, not even a demented Hollywood casting director, high on meth, could have dreamed up a low-life street beast from 20,000 fathoms like Roy Cohn, who is Donald Trump's longtime Rasputin. Actually, I wrote an entire novel wherein Rasputin was one of the central characters. And compared to Roy Cohn, Rasputin was a friggin' Boy Scout. Though Rasputin was indeed a thoroughly demented character in his own demented way. And so while I'm not real comfortable with that Roy Cohn Rasputin analogy, due to the slur on Rasputin's character, at the same time, I must admit that the Cohn-Rasputin analogy is not 100% off the mark as far as having some manic secret power working behind the throne. Yes, Rasputin just wanted to party and get laid. He was legendary for his physical stamina in both of those endeavors. Rasputin had a habit of destroying the careers of anyone who got in the way of his partying and getting laid. But otherwise, Rasputin didn't really care all that much about
politics. Roy Cohn, on the other hand, wanted to brutally oppress all poor people in general and people of color in particular. And he was spectacularly successful at mentoring all of the most powerful and infamous American fascists of the late 20th century. And so far, of the early 21st century as well. The details of Mr. Cohn's perfidy are nearly endless. Cohn's life forms a single thread across more than half a century that directly ties the McCarthy era to the age of Trump. And that is one truly dark thread. Roy Cohn pulled every dirty trick. He buried everybody and pulled every scam you can think of and several others that he thought up himself. The central lesson Cohn always drilled into his proteges was this: always attack and never apologize. Trump first hired Cohn to represent him when they met at a nightclub in the mid-70s, and the Trump Organization was being sued by the federal government for its racist housing practices. And according to the Atlantic magazine, Roy Cohn won his cases by not losing, by counterattacking, raising phony charges, and admitting no wrong. And Donald Trump paid careful attention. According to Roger Stone, quote, Roy would always be for an offensive strategy. These were the rules of war. You don't fight on the other guy's ground. You define what the debate will be about. I think Trump would learn that from Roy. I know I learned that from Roy. Roy Cohn enjoyed the life of a New York celebrity for decades, though he was pretty much perpetually under investigation for things like perjury and witness tampering during this entire period. And Mr. Cohn was finally disbarred for stealing his own client's money. During the height of the Russia investigation, Donald Trump reportedly asked, where is my Roy Cohn? Thankfully, Mr. Cohn's services were unavailable by that point, since Roy Cohn died in 1986. At age 59, ironically, of complications resulting from AIDS. We're still alive, though. And that means that it's time to get to work.
And that's it for the news and commentary section this week. I'm going to fill out the rest of the hour with some music. This is Ludovico Einaudi.
Thank you.
So that tune was called Experience. Before that, we had Life from Ludovico Einaudi. And that is it for this week. See you next week. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. And we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And you may want to grab a pen or something, because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's DANA98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.